I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
This episode is part one of two with an interview that I did with Beth McNeil, CEO of TaxBiz USA. TaxBiz USA is a tax resolution firm that specializes in bringing simplicity to a complex issue. CEO Beth McNeil can be described as God-fearing, passionate, an innovator, a motivator, and always ethical. She is a mother, wife, and leader in her community, and Mrs. McNeil's love for problem solving and helping fellow Christians has made her business a ministry in the community. Her motto is, "We are in the tax resolution business, not in the client retention business." With over 15 years of experience in the industry, she has mastered her winning approach with the IRS, which has resulted in tens of millions of dollars in savings for her clients. Although her company has grown by leaps and bounds over the last 10 years, she remains involved in every case to ensure that her clients receive her personal touch. Now, I can't wait for you guys to hear this interview. In part one, I talked to Beth about her journey, how she was able to just grow in business as a Christian woman, as somebody who was in a predominantly male industry. And she just gives us some insight on building a business. And then part two, which is going to come up next week, we're going to get into tax resolution specifically, as well as answer some of your tax questions that you guys submitted to us as you prepare for tax season. To learn more about Beth, TaxBiz USA, and also to book your free consultation so that you can speak with her and her team of experts about your specific tax problem, go to TaxBizUSA.com. The link will also be in the show notes. If you want to learn more about tax resolution and what to do if you received a letter from the IRS, check out the Simplified Tax Resolution podcast, available now everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I am over the moon excited about today's episode because I get to interview somebody that I admire, someone who's a Christian, who is a Black woman, who owns her own business in this industry that is traditionally male dominated, the accounting field. But to be a Christian and a Black woman excelling in that space is something that I personally admire. And so I'm happy to have her on here to tell you about her journey, as well as give us some tips because tax season coming up. But I want to start from the beginning of your journey first. So did you always know you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Did you see yourself in corporate? How did you get started in business?
Well, really, I actually feel like I have a bone. Every bone in my body is entrepreneur. I have that spirit. I have that mindset of always wanted to be on my own, because one of the things that I don't do things half done, I always put more than 100%. And so when I started, my career, I was in retail, and I quickly excelled in becoming a district manager for Radio Shack. I know you probably don't know who Radio Shack is because you guys are so young. But yes, I started with Radio Shack in a corporate, environment. And I quickly excelled and became a district manager. And so I was like, I went all the accolades, manager of the year, district manager of the month. So it was a lot of things. And then I also got married young as well. So I want to spend time with my family. I want to spend time with my kids. So I decided to go into real estate. So really, tax business is not my first go around in business. I had a real estate company, and of course, it was thriving as well. But then what happened? Boom, 2008 happened, the crash. And then I had over 20 employees that was working with me, agent. And of course, they had to go find other jobs. So, that's when I was like, God, what can I do? And start praying about where God wants to lead me. And I was always loved numbers. I was always a numbers person, crunching numbers and problem solving. And so God led me to TaxBiz USA. And 11 years later, here we are, still kicking strong.
That's awesome. So how did you decide to go into tax resolution specifically? Because I love that about TaxBiz. I feel like a missed opportunity a lot of people have when they go into business is they don't pick a niche. So essentially, you just become part of the noise of everybody else in your industry. But because you guys focus specifically on tax resolution, you're able to set yourself apart from everyone else who's talking about basic accounting. So how did you decide, like, this is what was going to be our niche?
Oh, my God. I love that question. And I love that you say tax resolution mm-hmm. instead of tax relief. Because there is a lot of company out there who you know, their business is about tax relief. And if you think about it, what is relief? Relief is a temporary situation. Yeah. You get relief from the government for a few years because there's a, you know, pandemic. Those are relief. When you say resolution, we're more so talking about a permanent solution.
Yeah.
So I love that you say tax resolution and not tax relief, because there's a lot of company that's XYZ tax relief. And we are outside that norm. We are changing the way that people do business, because our belief is that we are not in the retaining business. And most of those tax relief company, that's who they are.
Yeah.
They basically help the clients alleviate a little bit of relief. And then 2-3 years later, the clients are back in the same situation and they go back to them. We saw the need for someone to educate them on how did they get there in the first place. And so by doing that, we're resolving the case permanently. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know how you get here, then how are you going to know how to, you know, once you resolve the case, how are you going to know what not to do so you're not back in the same situation? So right. We end the cycle. We end the circle of the, you know, owing the IRS, pay them back, going back to owning them. Because why? No one ever sets you down and educates you. So that's why we're not a tax relief company. We are a tax resolution company. And I love that you say that.
Yeah. And to me, that's just such a brilliant way to go about it. So when you were, because a lot of people who listen to the show, they're very new in business where they know what they want to do. So they may say, hey, I know that I want to do something in accounting, or I know I want to do something in marketing, but how do I find my lane? So when you started TaxBiz, did you already know that was going to be your niche, or you had to do like some market research to figure that out?
No, you know, when we started TaxBiz, we started with tax preparation, of course. And as we, you know, as you know, tax preparation is a season. It starts in January and ends in majority of the time in April, unless you do an extension. And of course, it goes into October. But majority of taxpayers file their taxes during that season between January and April 15 or 18, depends on where it falls. So what we find out is that a lot of people was calling us back and say, hey, I got this letter from the IRS. What to do? Mm. And, you know, the H&R Blocks had already shut their doors. The, you know, all this company that does tax preparation were gone for the, you know, they went on vacation for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So there was a need. So then, you know, again, it was through prayers. I'm like, God, okay. Well, because I love the fact that after tax season, I have 6-month break, you know,
yes.
Who doesn't? But there was a lot of people in need, because once they filed their return, the letters start coming in and they didn't know where to turn. And then a majority of those tax relief companies are out of state. So they are not where, you know, the clients need them. Although we help everyone throughout the whole United States, but it's always good to have a physical location. Right. And majority of those companies does not have a physical location. Mm-hmm. They are in somebody's basement. So, so it was good to start a company where, you know, we focus on, okay, you know what? Let's focus on the resolution. Because when this client has those problems, we wanted to make sure when they come to us, we fix it once and for all, educate them on what not to do. And we get upset when they come back with the same problem. Mm-hmm. Because like, you didn't learn anything. What happened?
Right.
So that is the goal for us. So we love that we are a Christian-based company and we have integrity. We have, you know, we forthright and we're very transparent with our clients on what needs to be done. We don't do retainers. We charge them one fee, whether we spend one day on their file or 1 year in their file. The goal is not to spend 1 year, but if we did, we don't ask the client to pay us more money.
Got it. I love how you said, because you said that you're a numbers girl. So you started with tax preparation, right? You start with what you know. And then as the need arose from the customer, you were able to expand the business model and really carve out this lane in the tax resolution space. Now, what in me talking to entrepreneurs and doing the show for so long, I believe that a lot of them, they're scared. You know, they're afraid. They are just intimidated by starting something new. So they never get to the point where they can carve out their own lane and really dominate here. But when you were starting, did you feel intimidated or like you were going into an oversaturated industry of tax preparers and have a little fear behind that?
You know what? Not really, because before I started this company as God, mm-hmm. what should I do? Mm-hmm. Because I do know I had this accounting degree. I do know that, but that's not how I started. I started with real estate, right?
Right.
So it was more like, okay, God, what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. What is my purpose? Because one of the things people do is that they go into business and realize that it's not even their purpose. They don't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
But they more so in the, you know, not of being a business owner, but not so really about doing the business.
Right.
So that's why it's important, you know. So intimidation was not something. I'm always, a confident woman. I always, you know what I wanted to do. I always, you know, set my mind and accomplish things, you know, that I've set to accomplish. So it was more so, you know, God, what's next? You know, because I wanted this to be more about what God's purpose for me was than what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I wasn't really, I would say intimidated, but I, of course I was nervous because it was a new industry that I was going into. But at the end of the day, I do know that is my purpose, and my purpose is educating. My purpose was to help educate people on whatever it is, finance, because that is one of our biggest problem with us, you know, women in general.
Yeah.
Is that some of us, you know, we're used to be housewife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we wouldn't think about, you know, finance. So we have a tendency of not knowing how to manage our money.
Mm-hmm.
And so financial education, financial literacy was my thing. And so what better way to educate, you know, everyone when they have a problem with the IRS, which is one of the biggest financial woes you can have, to say, hey, let's get back to basics. Let's set up a plan of action. Let's see, you know, what you make and how to divvy it up and make sure that you save for the future, especially for retirement, especially if you're self-employed.
Yes, I love it. And we won't go deep into that in a second. I want to go back to the faith part for a second, because again, one of the things I love about tax biz is how you integrate God into business. And so here on our show, we have the saying to make God the CEO of your business.
Man. Yes.
Week, that's what we're talking about, essentially how to get out of our own way so that we can build what he's calling us to build. So when it came to your faith, what did that look like to build that faith up for you to be able to hear from God, not just for your life, but also for your business? Did you always grow up in church? Was that something that you had to learn on your own?
Yeah, no, my family is rooted in Christ, girl. We used to go to church every day, had, you know, I don't know if you know about from 12 midnight prayers. My mother would wake us up to pray. So we are rooted in Christ. And so for me, that was natural to ask God, you know, where should I go with this? You know, because again, I was very happy. I was comfortable with starting off a company where I only work one season, you know, a quarter and 1 month and in a year, and then shut my doors and then open up again in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy with that. But that's not what God called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, I want you to do this every day. I want you to help people. And then believe it or not, we didn't advertise. We didn't do those things. It was the word of mouth. We were so amazing what we do. And God would send us people. I mean, I have so many testimony about how God just said, hey, I was praying and your commercial came on and we actually advertised on a Christian station. So it was, I was praying about where to go and God and your commercial came on. And so I believe that we gave God the lead. He is the CEO. That's why I don't do anything without going into prayers and ask for guidance. And 100%, he answers. He let me know through dreams, through spiritual, you know, through people coming to me and say, hey, this is where you should go. Sending you. I mean, those are all things that God put in place so that we can go. So if he's the CEO, then I go to him first. Where should we go, God? You in charge. You just put me here just to supervise. But you are, you know, but you make those decisions, and he does.
Was there ever something that God told you to do when you were like, okay, now hold on?
Girl, yes. And so many times, but I'm so obedient, you know, to God. I remember we had, and let me tell you this, and I'm going to give you this testimonial because this is so, you know, this is truly God. So, you know, I had one of my clients heard our commercial and then called us. And mind you, this client is a dentist, been doing dentist for 30 years. And so he came to us and was like, look, I haven't filed my taxes in 5 years. I don't have a book. So I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be a lot of work. So I did a quote for this client. And the total was over like $30,000+. But there was going to be a lot of work involved. And even then, it was at a discount. You hear me?
Yeah.
So I gave the doctor the quote, the invoice. And he looked at it. He looked a little bit disappointed. But then he didn't say anything to me. So I thought everything was okay. I said, well, you know, we're not a pushy people. We're like, look, you review everything. Let me know if you have any question. And then we'll get back to you. And so I went home, girl. Okay, this is how God works. So, and I'm sitting and I'm being indisposed. I'm going to just say that. I'm sitting there reading my phone and I hear the spirit. I mean, God speaks to me and I know that he does. And he was like, you know, my spirit says, you're not going to charge him $30,000. You're going to charge him $10,000.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. Right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
I'm like, but he agreed.
Right.
He didn't complain, God. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But God said, charge him just $10,000, Beth. So I came back to the office and I told my staff, look, you guys going to be mad at me because this is going to be a lot of work. We're supposed to go to this doctor's office to grab all the boxes, all his booking, everything. I said, look, guys, we're going to have to cut his fees to $10,000. My spirit told me that he cannot afford it. So I call the doctor. I said, Dr. XYZ. I said, hi. I said, you know, we did do everything. We're going to come into your office. We're going to grab everything. And it's a lot of work. But, you know, I say you must be doing something. I say you must be a great person. You must have a good soul. You must be helping, you know, because I'm only going to charge you $10,000. And the doctor started crying, Tatum, on the phone. And he said, well, since you said that, Miss McNeil, let me tell you what happened. He said, when you gave me that, I knew the work was a lot. And I know $30,000 was not a lot of money. I went to the bank to get a loan. I was only approved for $10,000.
Wow.
And he said, so, and I know I couldn't ask you for a discount because you've already given it to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was going to do. And I need to get this done because the IRS is trying to levy my account receivable.
Mm.
And I just tear up, girl.
Yeah.
I said, look at God. I said, look at God. You were allowed, I said, and this is why we are who we are.
Yeah.
And I listened to God. And do you know how much business I've gotten because of that? More than I would have gotten if I choose, you know, to not listen to God and just charge him the whole invoice. So that's who God is. People would come into my door and God would say, don't charge him nothing. They don't have it. And I say, okay, God, no problem. But he would send 10 more. That's more than enough to pay the bill. So, yeah. So I, sometimes, yes, there's hesitation because we're human beings. We're going to have that. But at the end of the day, he's not going to steer us wrong. He knows what's best. But he's already seeing the path. He already seeing your future. He knows what's coming. So if you allow him, he is, you know, he's Jehovah Jireh. So, you know, he will provide. He will provide. So we live by that. So if God said don't charge, if my spirit said don't charge, we don't charge, honey. It's free. It's pro bono. We'll get it another way.
I love that. It makes me think about the scripture that talks about obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
You know, you have to just obey. And sometimes we don't understand why. And sometimes the result or the fruit of that doesn't come directly in that area. It may be God makes a way for our family or something else that we just don't understand. But what I love about God is that our stories and everything is fixed in our favor because of the promises that's in the word.
Amen.
We can never put our hope, trust, and confidence in God and it not work out.
Girl, yes.
I heard you say how you went to your team and was like, hey, we only doing this because this is what God told me. What was their reaction, one? And then also, how has it been to make sure that those that you bring on to work with God's business,
oh my goodness,
sure that they're the right people as well? Because it's easy for, you know, a Judas to slip in.
Oh, yes. And we have that. Oh, trust me when I tell you, we've had that. But you know why? It never failed, Tatum. Whenever that we had a situation with one of our employees not working out and they were not, you know, who they say they were and they're not being ethical, it's because I didn't go to prayer.
Mm.
It's because I wasn't there when they were hired. Mm. Either I was doing something, I was in a meeting, I was out of the country and we needed their help. And then so we hired someone and I didn't ask God, is this who you want to be here? And we had made a decision that this, you know what, God, I know there's a meme that says, you know, how does a Christian person say no? Say, I'm going to pray about it. You know, that's the meme, right? But no, truly, I pray about it. And God answered. Sometimes it's immediate. I have so many testimonies. Sometimes I would say, I'll pray about it. I hang up the phone and I pick up the phone. I say, you know what? You got it. Because God said, nope, this is the person for you. Before I even hang up the phone. So I truly, when I tell people, look, don't think because I say I'm going to prayer. It's a no, because that is the meme out there. You know, how does Christian say no? I'm going to pray about it. No, for us, truly, prayer does give us the answers that we're looking for. And God will say yes. God will say no.
I love that. I love that. So with your team, are there, how do you make sure, or is your faith integrated into the internal operations of your business? Or this is just something that you have personally and you allow that to guide everything else?
Oh, no. We are faith-based, yes. And so, you know, of course, in faith doesn't mean that Christianity, it can mean Judaism, it can mean whatever. Faith-based is what we do. But the core of when we hire someone is the three core. It's integrity, it's, you know, it's transparency, is doing the right thing even no one else is looking, you know? Mm-hmm. Because this industry that we are in can be very not trustworthy.
Yeah.
Very unethical. There's a lot of people that file taxes and put XYZ that doesn't belong there just so they can get a bigger refund. And we're not about those. And we have turned people away. Tatum, we have. If they hear and they feel like, you know, we always asked, you know, to see the last 2 years of tax return so that we can let them know, hey, based on this 2 years, it wasn't done right. And if you come to us this year, we're going to have to do it the right way, or we have to part ways. So not all money is good money. And so I want to be able to sleep good at night because I have a higher, you know, I have a higher power to answer to. And money is not that, you know, because I believe that, you know, if it meant to be, it will be. So we're not the salesperson that, you know, you come to us and we're going to hard sell you to use us. Girl, no. We tell you to go pray about it. Make sure this is the right fit, okay? But if it is, then it's going to be a beautiful relationship. We're like family. We're going to treat you like family. Your problem becomes my problem. And I'm going to fix it the permanent way, not through a temporary relief. And that's who we are.
I love that. With us, when we do consultations for people who want us to do podcasts or manage their podcasts, I always tell them at the end, I'm like, hey, so... And usually I could tell if this could go against what we believe in based on their show idea. And I'll say, hey, I see that this has the potential to go somewhere that is against our belief. And in our contract, it says, if at any point the content goes against our Christian values, we will discontinue the service.
Amen.
So, and I tell them, I'm like, hey, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time, but we will not, you know, work with that are not in alignment. If it's a gossip based podcast, we're not doing it. If it, you know, something that goes against it, we're just not doing it. But just maintaining that integrity, I think is so important in the leadership of the business, because everything else is going to reflect that. So I'm so glad that you touched on that.
Yes.
I want to go back to, you said how you got married young and you wanted to raise your family. So what was the timeline of it? Did you already have children before you started in business?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I got married very young. I got married at 19. So, you know, my husband and I just celebrated our 28th year anniversary in November. Wow. And so, yeah. So we have two children. And of course, when I left Corporate America Radio Shack, it was 2001. So like I said, my first go around was with a company called At Once Realty. I was a broker of a real estate company. And so, so trying to juggle family, young family, you know, being a husband, being a wife, being a mother, and then still be a businesswoman, sometimes it's stressful. And I'm not going to sit and tell you it's not. That's where self-care comes in. That's where you got to take time for yourself. And that's what, you know, at the beginning, of course not. But once you start, you know, realizing that, hey, this is where you're going to go, you have to take vacation on purpose. Everything has to have a purpose. And yeah, you may take vacation, but that purpose is to decompress so that you can be better for your family, to be a better wife, to be a better mother, to be a better boss. So because people are counting on you, right? So all that comes into play. But again, you know, being a woman, you know, in business, it's a blessing because like you said, this industry is fully male dominated, right? And so for me, what makes me a little bit different and I carve my own path is because I am not those tax resolution, I mean, tax relief companies. We are not. So when people come to us and, you know, again, I am not that person. I'm a behind the scene person, right? I don't like being on camera. I don't like doing an interview. I did that because, girl, you're my girl. You know, I'm doing it. But actuality is, you know, what I, and I prayed about it to them. I really did. And God was like, but you need to reach more people, Beth. Because every time, Tatum, someone comes to our office, they says, I wish I had known about you sooner. Because they already went to this other tax relief company and they took their money and nothing was done. And then they're back in the same situation. Mm-hmm. So this is God's will, believe it or not. It is not Beth's will, honey. Because Beth would not be sitting here talking to you.
I love that. I love how you talked about having this niche that is so different in the industry allowed you to have the freedom of your family. Because I think I've never really put those two together, that when you create this business that is able to stand out in the crowd, you essentially don't have to work as much to get customers and clients, and especially when God is the CEO of it.
Amen.
That connection of how, you know, that frees up more time for you to spend with your family. That's awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes.
I love how your family is integrated into the business as well. Like your son working with you, you know, your husband's always involved. Yes. Now, was it ever any conflict working with your family in business? Because I know sometimes I'm like, hey, just shut up.
Well, you know what? You know, it's so funny you said that, because yes, there is a lot of conflict with working with family. But you know what? I'm very structured, Tatum. I really am. And so one of the things that I, you know, when I was hiring my, you know, family to work for me, is that they actually went through the process as if I did not know them. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the one who interviewed them, because I wanted to make sure that the position that they were getting were based on merit, not because of nepotism, not because, oh, it's my husband, or he's my son. My son actually went to work with the IRS first.
Yeah.
And then after giving him some time, then came to me. And now he's one of my experts. He has the ins and outs of the IRS. He used to be an agent for the IRS. So basically he's here because he's on merit. He has an account degree. He has a business degree. So those are the things that, you know, when we hire people to our office to represent our client, we want the best. And so if the best is not in my family, then guess what? They're not going to be hired.
But how awesome is it, though, that the best is in your family? Like, I would love one day to just walk into like an Anchor Media office and my son is in the CEO seat running things.
It is. And for me, it is as well, because, you know, I've been chasing my son to come work. And then, of course, you know, and I love that he wanted to find his own path. You know, and then realize this is what he wanted to do, because it's not, you know, if you're forcing him to do something that they want, maybe this is your calling and not their calling. Mm-hmm. So, and he's, you know, I told him, I call him the prodigal son, because he went out there, tried it out, you know, and he came back and he was welcomed with open arm, because he is my son. Mm-hmm. And so we did all this for them, for those two. So this is giving them a legacy, and this is what we need to focus on. When we have our businesses, and we had to build a strong foundation. A lot of small businesses does not succeed, not because they did not make any money, not because they wasn't successful in what they were doing, is because they didn't have the back office behind them. They didn't have an accountant. They did not have a lawyer. They didn't have a financial advisor to advise them, and then end up in trouble and end up losing it. So that's why I tell every young entrepreneurs, every small business that's just starting out, is to put this thing in place when you start making some real money.
Bible even says a wise man leaves an inheritance for their children's children. And we can't do that without the proper paperwork in place. You know what I mean? If the government shouldn't be deciding who's going to get what of your assets and all of these things. Like, it's our job to make sure we're building these businesses and it's actually becoming generational wealth, and it actually is a legacy and not just lip service. So speaking of that, though, let's talk about business a little bit, because this audience are either already entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs. What are some key things that you would say every entrepreneur needs in place for that foundation?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.